This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling.
UK Prime Minister Theresa May is hanging by a thread after Brexit Secretary David Davis and Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned. So why did they resign? Because Theresa May brazenly betrayed Brexit by proposing a deal with the EU that would de facto keep the UK in the customs union, subjecting us to the same regulatory and legal framework that we voted to leave, and hampering us from doing trade deals with other countries that would provide us with economic independence and prosperity. The very reason why we voted for Brexit in the first place. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I went to vote in the referendum, I didn't see a third option that said leave, sign up to everything under a different name, and be the EU's bitch to illustrate how...
All right, this critical report is coming up. I just wanted to show you the start of it to, again, encourage everybody to go to Infowars.com, to go to NewsWars.com, and get the video and get it out there, because the fact that they're trying to ignore the vote of the people of the UK to get out of the EU, something that they never voted to do to begin with, is illustrative of how authoritarian it is. Just like they're trying to overthrow our elected president. That's the theme here, because that's what they're doing. Going back to Roger Stone, Roger, any other points on Kavanaugh and where you see this going? And then let's shift gears into, as I was just mentioning, latest pardon.
Yeah, just a final point on Kavanaugh. It's instructive that Kavanaugh was a clerk for Justice Kennedy. So it's conceivable that one of the reasons they were able to get Kennedy to step down was because he would be replaced by one of his clerks. I would point out that Justice Neil Gorsuch was also a clerk to Judge Kennedy. Now, as a Supreme Court justice, even though he is retired, Kennedy gets an office in the Supreme Court. He gets to hang around, and he would have two of his former clerks on the court. Perhaps it was sold to him that way. The big news today, Alex, as you point out, I was headed to Las Vegas this weekend, where I was scheduled to speak to a rally on Sunday to free the Hammonds. The Hammonds are embattled Oregon ranchers who ran afoul of the Office of Land Management and were imprisoned for impossibly long sentences. They have now been pardoned by the president in a blockbuster move, so the rally that I was scheduled to speak to has been canceled, happily. This demonstrates that the president understands how to use the pardon not only to deliver justice for people who deserve it. Dwight Hammond is 79 years old. Stephen Hammond is 49. The evidence against them at trial was exceedingly weak. The judge, the Justice Department demanded a maximum five-year sentence for them. It wasn't even clear that they were guilty of setting a fire that they were accused of setting. So the president also understands the symbolic nature of these pardons. For the West, for the rugged individual West, this is a very clear sign that the president will stand up to the federal machinery that's been grinding these ranchers and farmers, you know, under their boot for many years.
I have been out West, and you talk about jackboot thugs. The way BLM behaves to just the general public, the way they glare at people at the trade stations, the way they act is very imperious, very arrogant, like an occupying army. And they're, for folks that don't know, let's come back and do a few more minutes on this. This is so critical. Some states like Nevada are 90% federal. There are several others that are 75, 80%. But most of those western states are more than half federal. And now they're always squeezing everybody off the land, working with the UN, working with the Nature Conservancy, working with these groups. And then they take people's farms and stuff, and years later, rich guys come and build a mansion on it. It is very Byzantine. It's very... I would almost call it dark age what's going on. And there is a war by the corrupt federal government against the West, and Trump has signaled an end to that. We'll be right back with Roger Stone straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone was just getting into the optics, the iconography of President Trump this morning announcing that he is pardoning two members of the Hammond family who had done some controlled burns before that are totally normal on your own land. There was another controlled burn. This goes on all over the country, and they couldn't even prove it was them. They tried to call it arson. Had a kangaroo group put him in jail, sparked a lot of outrage. I mean, you've got illegal aliens killing people every day, stabbing them and shooting them, and they don't even go to jail. Or, you know, killing an FBI agent, did a $280 fine. Meanwhile, oh, a fire that hurts nobody, that burned, you know, some grass. You're going to go to jail for 5 years, and then it's almost sparked a huge uprising in the West. Recap what you were saying about how they've been squeezing the West, how under Obama and even Bush and Clinton, they've taken so much more land, how they treat people on their own land, how they try to block roads so you can get to your land. I mean, there's a rewilding going on under UNESCO and the treaty that George Herbert Walker Bush signed.
Well, and the most egregious example of this, of course, was the Bundy family of Nevada. The claim that the Bundys hadn't paid their rent, in essence, to the government is false. They attempted to pay their rent to the county because they believed the land belonged to the state, not the federal government. The government's misconduct in the Bundy case was so egregious, was so outrageous, that the judge threw the case out, and then it was announced last week that they will not be retried. I flew out there for a rally for Freedom for the Bundys several months ago, and the energy was quite extraordinary. So the Hammonds are in a very similar situation, sympathetic to the Bundys, but the ranchers and the farmers of the West are tired of these jackbooted thugs who work for the Bureau of Land Management. Where does it say that they get their own police department, their own paramilitary organization? The facts here were clear to the president. He didn't have to pardon the Bundys, although I think he would have. In the end, the judge threw out those charges, so a pardon became unnecessary. In this case, he has done the valiant and right thing by pardoning the Hammonds.
And it just shows what heroes the Bundys and others have been. And then David Knight was there in the middle of it with our crew. It's just an amazing historic event. And the persecution they went through, then the vindication by the judge. There's something new in the wind out there. People are sick of producers being harassed and targeted and treated like criminals, and then criminals being held up like their gods. Roger Stone, we were talking, we only have a minute left before I go to this Paul Watson report, about the fact that the White House doesn't deny report Trump made secret deal with Kennedy over retirement replacement. Well, that's think progress. I mean, they just didn't respond to it. But, you know, the whole point is if Kennedy's leaving, and they end up putting his old law clerk in there, that would make sense. It's not illegal of how Trump makes deals to get things done.
Think Progress is the single least reliable fake news site anywhere on the internet. Anything they write is false. They cannot be taken seriously in any way. My point earlier was one of simple speculation. I don't know that that happened, but if it did, it would not be illegal. If the president told Justice Kennedy that he would consider his former clerk, Brett Kavanaugh, who everyone agrees is qualified, that would not be in the slightest bit inappropriate. But Chuck Schumer is now openly saying Kavanaugh was appointed to thwart the Mueller investigation. So there we have it. You see the Democratic line of the day.
Well, that's what I came out with this morning. That's one of the headlines, is that the Democrats have announced their plan to block all judicial nominations, basically, of the president. If there's any chance that any of the cases against him could ever be heard by any judge he puts in, that's just an insane idea. It's the executive branch. That's what it does. It nominates for the judiciary, and then you have the legislative that then confirms. So they're trying to break the judicial, legislative, executive division of power. They are trying to basically block Trump's entire agenda with this new theory. Everybody should point out, well, it's pretty cockamamie, because the last Supreme Court justice that Trump nominated got approved very, very quickly because he's highly respected by both sides, and they didn't even raise that point then. So it just shows that they are grasping at straws, but this is what they're going to use when Michael Moore surrounds the Capitol and when they get their rioters out on the streets. I think within just weeks, Roger, let's talk about that timeline, weeks or months before the midterms, certainly, we're going to see them make their move for destabilization, claiming, oh, he's about to put a judge in on his own criminal case. Stop him, and use legislative, judicial, executive ignorance in the Democratic constituencies, foolish little brains, to create this perception and really have them try to move against the president. But clearly, that's the drum that Booker and Schumer and all these people are pushing.
Alex, you're absolutely right. Look, I also think it exposes their game plan. For anybody who thinks that Mueller is not coming after Trump in a bid to remove him, is wrong, and they think this is going to end up in the Congress and in the courts, and therefore they're trying to get there first. The president has a legitimate right to make this appointment, and the Senate will confirm him, but they've exposed their long-time game plan. Despite the fact that Mr. Mueller's probe continues to be exposed as the partisan hit squad that it is, has not lessened in any way his intention to try to take out the duly elected president, Donald Trump.
Roger, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Tonight on The War Room, we expose the two British globalists who, working with George Soros, have gotten a stranglehold on America's digital electronic voting machines. Today at The War Room.
This is critical. So much of the information that ends up defeating the globalist originates on InfoWars. That's why the audience, yes, you are the vanguard. You're not just listening to be informed and to also help us be informed and sending us tips and intel. You are the folks that are reaching out to others so that we can report on the hardcore analysis. Then others pick it up later. We end up being proven right, and it ends up changing the world. So 3 o'clock Central today, The War Room. Roger, thank you.
Great to be here.
Speaking of Cory Booker, let's play a clip of that, and then I'll come back with the Watson piece. It is important. This is just as important. This is Cory Booker, the senator, and then we're going to play a Schumer as well. It's just disgusting. Here it is.
I'm a little sort of stunned at the way this has all played out. If you look at the entire list of 20 or so people that he had on, the one person the president could find on that list that would be most assured to rule in his favor should many of the things you're describing come before the Supreme Court is this judge. He picked the one guy who has specifically written that a president, in fact, should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which the president is right now. So this seems to be, of all the people, the most self-serving person he could choose in order to protect himself from this criminal investigation.
Booker thinks his constituents are idiots, which they are. Do you know how many judges and how many Supreme Court justices have said that you can't have a criminal investigation of the president originate out of the executive? That's why you could never get Bill Clinton. You can only have Congress then move with impeachment. Then once they're stripped, then you can do that. That's why nobody ever tried to charge Richard Nixon. He stepped down, then they didn't go ahead with the criminal charges. But you cannot indict a sitting president and then have the case go forward. Because then every two-bit county or city or anything could sit there and bring down a president all day long. Just like Travis County, the Democrats, are constantly indicting Rick Perry and Tom DeLay and everybody. It's unbelievable. He thinks you're so stupid.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby.
Imagine being the globalist establishment, and they think they can set up a private, above-the-law, tax-exempt corporate world government by a bunch of rich white guys, rich Arabs, and rich Chinese people, basically. Chinese communist. And then they can sit there and everybody else race war with each other and have the media all turn us against each other and then try to get us to reject capitalism and accept socialism and communism that then they administer multinationally. We all live in a system of control where they tell us where to go, where to live, what to eat. Bloomberg says, I want to tell people what to eat. I'm smarter than you. I'm a technocrat, in his own words. Bloomberg has articles about him, about how he's this great technocrat, and he's going to tell you how to live. They are so blind by their arrogance. And then you look at Brexit, that was the first big domino to fall, now with over 50 countries going towards capitalism, becoming populist countries. It's so exciting. And you've got the EU about to collapse. You've got Brexit. 2 years later, May tried to sell it out and keep them in the EU. And that only makes people more angry and more awake. Remember when we passed Brexit, folks go, oh, well, they'll just ignore it. And I said, that's even better. Because once people know they're getting screwed over, they get angry, they get informed. No one even knew that the EU, I remember I was covering the EU 20 years ago, and people were saying, oh, the EU's not going to take over. The EU's just a trade deal. It's not going to do anything. There's no EU army. There's no, and now it's all here. So everything we talked about is mainstream now. They tried to demonize it. They tried to make fun of it. They tried to say it didn't exist forever. But now we can have a real debate. We won. They're bullying, their intimidation, their attempt to say it's anti-Semitic, to say that the EU's corrupt, doesn't work. Or if you want free market, you're racist. People aren't stupid. They see through that. Except for the dumbest of the dumb who are being organized into zombie armies. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's powerful report on what Theresa May has been caught doing just days before Trump travels to the UK.
UK Prime Minister Theresa May is hanging by a thread after Brexit Secretary David Davis and Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned. So why did they resign? Because Theresa May brazenly betrayed Brexit by proposing a deal with the EU that would de facto keep the UK in the customs union, subjecting us to the same regulatory and legal framework that we voted to leave, and hampering us from doing trade deals with other countries that would provide us with economic independence and prosperity. The very reason reason why we voted for Brexit in the first place.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I went to vote in the referendum, I didn't see a third option that said leave, sign up to everything under a different name, and be the EU's bitch.
To illustrate how much of a sellout this was, May ran the plan by Europhile-in-chief Angela Merkel before it was even seen by her own party's MPs. Knowing it was a bad deal, she preempted her own ministers resigning on Friday by telling them they'd be quickly forgotten and revoking access to their government vehicles. And guess who praised the plan? Anna Soubry, Ken Clark and Vince Cable, three of the biggest Remainers in Parliament. That tells you everything. As we warned all along, Brexit is being betrayed. Theresa May and her negotiators have cowed and rolled over to the EU at every turn. Her prime negotiator is a Remainer who in his Oxford days was a Soviet fanboy who defended Stalin and implied communism was preferable to capitalism. At this point, they're taking the piss. So what happens next? Well, Boris and Davis have indicated that they resigned not to force Theresa May out, but to force her to revise her disastrous Brexit plan, which given that she's had 2 years to craft it and has delivered what Boris himself called a giant turd, sounds like a forlorn hope. It's time for Theresa to go. It's time to flush the turd. 15% of Conservative MPs, or 48 of them to be precise, have to write a letter to the 1922 committee triggering a vote of confidence in Theresa May. If she loses, then she's toast. That will trigger a new leadership contest, which hopefully a committed Brexiteer will win. The new leader will then almost certainly feel a need to secure a mandate from the country by calling a new general election. He or she will then have to defeat Labour's Jeremy Corbyn and save the UK from entering a hard left tyranny ruled by someone who thinks Venezuela's socialist dystopia is a good example to follow. If Corbyn wins, he'll almost certainly derail Brexit or call for a second referendum. If May wins, she'll deliver, at best, a soft Brexit, which is a Brexit in name only, which is no Brexit at all. So it's basically all or nothing. We need a leader who believes in Brexit. For most people, that man is Jacob Rees-Mogg. But JRM is a reluctant leader. He's said numerous times he doesn't want to do it. Could Rees-Mogg be kingmaker? Could it be time for Boris? Since the day after Brexit, I warned that the vote to leave was merely the start of the battle.
Don't expect the elite to take this lying down. They'll just make us vote again in another referendum until they get the result they want. These people are snakes. Don't think the battle is won. It's only just beginning.
Theresa May is surrounded by establishment globalists who share the very same attitude that sold us out to the EU in the first place. The very backstab that Margaret Thatcher warned us about.
There'd be no European Central Bank accountable to no one, least of all to national parliaments. Because the point of that kind of European Central Bank is no democracy, taking powers away from every single parliament and being able to have a single currency and a monetary policy and an interest rate which takes all political power away from us. As my right honourable friend said in his first speech after the proposal of a single currency is about the politics of Europe, it is about a federal Europe by the back door.
They have no interest whatsoever in delivering Brexit. They have no loyalty to this sovereign nation. So Conservative MPs have a choice to make. Is your loyalty to Theresa May's dreadful political legacy, a legacy that has betrayed 17.4 million people and the very notion of democracy itself, a legacy that has led directly to the UK's soaring violent crime problem, a legacy that has exacerbated the problem of mass uncontrolled immigration, a legacy that has eroded free speech and emboldened cultures hostile to our own? Is your loyalty to that worth more than your loyalty to your country? Is it worth more than your loyalty to the sanctity of democracy? Is your legacy going to be about how you sold out to Brussels, or how at this pivotal moment in UK political history, you've stood up for Great Britain?
We are forcing them out in the open. We're engaging them. We're in a fight and we're winning. One of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, Mark Rondazza, is here. He got demonized by the New York Times for taking my case in the whole Sandy Hook matter. But we're not getting into that today. We're getting into the left's crazy attack on free speech and beyond with Mark Rondazza straight ahead on the other side. Good to have you here in studio with us.
Good to be here.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Mark Rondazzo writes a piece for CNN. You see him all over the news. He's recognized as in the top three First Amendment lawyers out there. And he represents me in the whole Sandy Hook defamation matter that we're not going to really get into today. But we're going to have 20 questions with him because he can cover the waterfront. He calls himself kind of a classical liberal, not a mainline establishment liberal, not a right-winger, but a classical liberal. I kind of call myself that as well, but all the terms are turned around. But I was asking him about Brett Kavanaugh. his view on him. He's done a deep dive on him on some big issues. You know, his take on Trump is pragmatically what Trump's doing. And then the state of the crazed left and how he thinks we can counter it. But it's great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here.
Where do you want to start, just on the deep dive you did on Kavanaugh?
You know, I first got some calls from the press on what I thought of Kavanaugh when before he was the nominee, just when his name was being floated. And my initial reaction was pretty bad, because he made a decision in Abbas versus Foreign Policy Group, LLC, out of the D.C. Circuit, where he took the D.C. anti-SLAPP law and said it didn't apply in federal court, that anti-SLAPP laws had no place in federal court. Now, as somebody who employs anti-SLAPP laws a lot for my defendants, I was instrumental in getting the Nevada one passed. That really struck me with a negative chord. So my reaction was, this guy's going to be bad for free speech. Then when he became the nominee, I stayed up all night doing a dive into his First Amendment decisions. And, you know, I've really kind of come around a bit. I think he's not going to be bad, because in that same Abbas decision, you know, he made a really good statement about reporters asking questions in a case cannot be held liable for defamation because they're simply asking questions. Now, you can ask a question in a way that is quite obviously you're really just saying something defamatory. You know, when did so-and-so stop having sex with goats? You know, that's not a that's
doesn't
not a real
Brian
question.
Shelter look like somebody you wouldn't have babysit your children?
I mean, you could add, yeah, that's that you could probably get away with. But, you know, saying something that's clearly defamatory and throwing a question mark on the end of it is another story. But if you're doing anything that's reasonably close to journalism, you're going to be okay. There's another decision that he made that I really, really liked, where he called Call versus Bureau of National Affairs, where he talked about how the First Amendment guarantees freedom of the press and freedom of speech and how costly and time-consuming litigation can threaten those freedoms. So, like, when you have a...
Which is exactly what the Democrats admit they're doing in lawfare against, yes, Trump supporters.
Right. So when you do that, when you file a lawsuit, look, you get a lawsuit filed against you, you come into my office, I mean, I immediately tell you, you better kiss a lot of money goodbye, because defense is not cheap. You know, if you want a more modestly priced attorney, we can send you to one. But even then, that's still expensive. And that is
because losing is even more expensive.
Losing is even more expensive. But, you know, when I was a very, very young lawyer, I got handed a defamation case that I was defending all on my own against a very large law firm. And I was pretty proud of myself when I won. And when I handed this client the decision saying, hey, we won, and he looks at me and says, well, if we won, why is my retirement fund empty? And that really struck me. You know, that's why I've been a proponent of
the anti of the SLAPP provisions.
Yeah, because I despise seeing someone go out there and exercise their First Amendment rights, and then somebody decides that they want to take a swipe at them just to punish them for using those rights legitimately.
And aren't you glad you chose the at Georgetown is also suing me. Aren't you glad you chose the First Amendment venue? Because that was big then, but it's really big now.
Alex, I didn't choose it. It chose me. You know, every First Amendment lawyer that I know, this is something that it chooses them. You know, you when you're a kid, every one of us has this story, like that we call it our quit hassling me man moment, when we learn about our constitutional rights. And then I'd say within 24 hours of learning about them, you find that somebody's violating them, and then you stand up for them, and you get slapped down again. And you got to recognize that if you really want to protect the First Amendment, you really want to protect your constitutional rights, it's a constant fight. It's stressful. It's pretty easy just to let it go. But there's some of us who won't do that. You know, I don't do it because I chose it, saying, "Hey, this is going to be a great way to make."
You got pushed around, and so you stood up, and you've had some great success doing it.
Yeah.
So going out back to the new nominee Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
you got a lot of his decisions here.
I do. I've got about six pages of quotes from him, and you know, whether it comes for whether it's commercial speech, whether it's journalism. I'm in general, you know, I'm going to give this guy a B-plus coming in. And, you know, a couple days ago, and you know, I admit I was probably a little bit overly negative about him simply because of that one Abbas decision.
Because you did the back of the envelope quick analysis, and now you've had a chance to look into it more.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go crazy if I had done this kind of a all-night dive on everybody who was on the short list, because, of course, knowing Trump, he could have had five or six people on that list, and then all of a sudden he pulls somebody out of left field. But, yeah, when really looking at this guy, I'm optimistic that his view on the First Amendment is going to be good for the country.
Well, that's a good thing, because historically it's been the right wingers that have been on the wrong side of it. And so how does that juxtapose that the left, I would describe the left uniformly against the First Amendment, uniformly admitting in lawsuits against me, which is flabbergasted you and many lawyers, we're not going to get into the cases themselves, that they say, we want to end the First Amendment, we want to overthrow it, we want to shut it down for everybody but us. They're like, they're launching what they've done at the universities as a war outside with actual universities arguing for me to be silenced.
Yeah, look, currently the wind is blowing from the cold wind is blowing from the left today. Those of us who actually believe in the First Amendment, that have stand on the same ground that we did 10 years ago, now we're all being called right wing. Back then I was being called a libtard. I don't really care one way or the other. I believe in this. This is what I stand to fight. Yes, right now I find the left looking for exceptions, trying to say, I really didn't like Kagan's language a few weeks ago about how the conservative wing was weaponizing the First Amendment. That frankly shouldn't be a pejorative. The First Amendment is a weapon.
And the left has gone way past with everybody's a Nazi, and they go past the First Amendment. They're calling for violence. They're calling for uprisings. Yeah. I mean, they really passed the Rubicon.
Look, I don't know that they have gone. I'm a little less pessimistic about it. But yeah, I remember when the first person said it was it's okay to punch a Nazi. And then, you see.
Well, wait till they dump hot coffee on you, because you were talking, I saw it in a bunch of news articles when it came out, you were representing me, because a lot of other lawyers, we already had you to consult it, we're going to be having you involved, but all these other lawyers were scared to sign on the dotted line, and plus it was great, I'd met you, by then you're obviously the best guy for it, but the fact they're now calling you a Nazi and you're getting threats, I mean,
that's fine with me. But
the lie, because you represent porn companies, you represent Nazis, you represent Vermin Supreme, you represent left, right, center. So the idea that you are your client is just intellectually a complete fraud. I mean, they know that a defense lawyer, that a First Amendment lawyer, that it's their job to go out and represent somebody, and then to call you a Nazi because you represented Nazis is just fraud.
Look, I frankly welcome it. Because, you judge a man by his enemies. And the more they're coming at you, the more it means you're doing something right. I read that New York Times hit piece and I just laughed. And then, of all things, the Huffington Post wrote a follow-up piece where they actually did acknowledge, I'm proud to represent Vermin Supreme. I represent a group of, a political action committee of Muslim feminists. And then at the same time, I represent the Daily Stormer, because I think if you are a First Amendment lawyer and you pick and choose your clients based on what they have to say, you're not a First Amendment lawyer.
Well, let's be clear.
You're a hack.
Those Nazi sites, they attack me constantly. They say things about my family that aren't true, particularly Stormfront or whatever. Mm. And you know what? They have a right, though. I believe in the First Amendment. I'm a big boy. But the left has said, we get the Nazis first, then we get everybody else.
Well, that's the problem, because it is, when you have the whole punch a Nazi meme, and then it's, well, you can punch a Nazi, and then anyone who doesn't disagree with me is, doesn't agree with me as a Nazi. Now you just punch anybody who doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, you're a Nazi. Boom, bottle over the head.
Right. I mean, kids wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Well, since when does that, wearing a symbol of a sitting president, whether you like him or not,
Since when does it get you whacked over the head? We'll be back.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I had one of the editors walk in here earlier, an article that's on NewsWars.com, and I'm not criticizing him for this, because we try to, you know, check things and go over things, but normally it's something I'm going to get sued for. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano, a friend of mine, respect him. Roger Stone says, you know, basically his best friend. He's a really smart guy. He's been on the list to do it as well. I don't think he showered grapes. He was very happy with Judge Gorsuch. But he says the heart and soul of the establishment is what this new judge is, Brett Kavanaugh. And so the crew's like, well, we're pro-Trump. Are we going to put this out? I'm like, absolutely. People ask about InfoWars. They go, in fact, even mainstream media goes, you'll see a clip of a New York Times article or a Newsweek, and you'll see one person saying this and another saying that. We're just trying to have a free discussion here. And I like Clifford Cunningham. I respect our writer. And I think this is a really good article, you know, that a lot of people are concerned about this. that he's too establishment Republican. And Judge Napolitano is really respected, you know, and he's got an issue, and Rand Paul's got an issue. All I'm saying is Trump is so pragmatic about everything he's doing for the average little guy and the results of it, because I study all these areas. I was just talking about, you know, meat packing during the break, something my family within the cattle business has been involved in, and I know some big cattle families that are just getting out of the business because there's three packing companies, it's all rigged, and then the cattle producers cannot even make a living. They've set it up like that. Well, Trump behind the scenes is looking, I've been told, to try to bust that up. So separating this from Kavanaugh, you were saying doing the deep dive on him and then looking at what Trump's done in his policies, I wouldn't even call him conservative. I'd call him Americana, and I know you as a classical liberal will take heat for this, but you said, no, I want to say on air right now I like Trump. So in your own words, yeah, quite a coming out there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have, I'm not ashamed, I voted for Gary Johnson. But, you know, I'm at this point, I'm not going to say I'm not voting for him in 2020. He has... I think this trade war that he's started, I want to see the outcome of it. I'm not smart enough when it comes to economics. I mean, you asked me a question about the First Amendment, that I know. Economics, I don't. So I could be crazy on this, but I think the outcome of this is going to be good for us. I see him looking at certain economic policies, you know, from almost a Teddy Roosevelt standpoint, more than an establishment standpoint. So, you know, my 401k has never done so well, so I'm also looking at that.
And like you said,
so bad.
He wants to drive down drug prices, not with a socialist answer, but by making them have competition and going, wait, you want to pay for somebody's assisted suicide? And I think if somebody wants to, you know, die, that's fine. I just want to have the government involved. Don't make me pay for it, by the way. But you don't want thousands of drugs and treatments blocked sometimes for 20 years given to someone who's terminal, who chooses to try to save their life. You want me to pay for someone to kill themselves, but I can't let them pay to try to save themselves?
Now, when he loosened up the regulations as far as experimental treatment, yeah, I mean, when you see somebody going to Mexico for treatment because they can't try something here because it hasn't been FDA approved, I mean, that's sad. You know, if you're desperate, you're at the end of your rope anyway. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to give that a whirl.
How would you describe Trump? I just think very pragmatic, because he's like, look, I love America because I'm all for trade in other countries. He goes, China can't have 30, 40, 50% tariffs.
Yeah.
And China can't have lower taxes on us than corporate stuff. That's a tariff. You know, one example is 280% tariffs on all our dairy to Canada. He goes, we have zero on you. He goes, I'm going to start out with 100%. And they flip out. How is it I can punch you in the face 280 times, but then I'm only going to punch back 100, and then I'm the bad guy?
Yeah, I mean, and then when I look at something like that, that seems reasonable. At the same time, I still have to admit where I'm ignorant. And, you know, I took one economics class in 1988, and I got a B in it. So,
well, here's the bottom line.
Don't take my word for it.
I've read the CFR. I don't have degrees in all this stuff. I read the boiled down real white papers, not for propaganda in the news. They made the decision in the 50s. The leftist elites did. And they said, America's got half the world's power, half the world's wealth. It's not fair. They were all really socialist and communist and academics. And they said, let's build up China and other countries, and let's have deals with regulations to shut us down, no regulations on them, and let's transfer power to those countries. Now, that was the useful idiot level. The big banks and the big corporations, they just wanted to dominate economically. So China has been set up to take us down. The CFR said the new century is the Chinese century. America's done. And so then they rigged it, Mark, where they would rise and we would fall. And Trump's saying, So it's totally rigged.
Maybe it is. But, you know, it's when I see the way these regulations have worked to the benefit of large corporations. And, you know, we see essentially, I mean, I'm not really sure the nation state is the best way to organize people, but it sure beats an unaccountable corporation. And that's where I see.
Or the Central Committee of the Politburo. The Chinese president is not a president. He has been elected by the Communist Party, 1,000 people. The Politburo selected who could vote. And then they just made him dictator 3 months ago officially. Said, well, now we can never vote to remove you. And your vice president's a dictator.
Well, in general, you know, when we look at the American system, I have similar criticisms because we only have. You know, we say, isn't it terrible they have one-party rule? Well, we have a duopoly, and we have a duopoly that's almost unbreakable. But
so you're for term limits.
Well, I'm not just for term limits. I'm for breaking up the duopoly. I mean, I think we should do anything we can to break the backs of the Democratic and the Republican.
You know, I used to feel like that.
Why should they trade off power Every 4 to 8 years, they trade off power one way or the other. And the rest of us are not party hacks. Most of us, most of us join one team or the other.
And as a lawyer, you know how complex they make the party apparatus. Exactly. And that's what keeps people from doing insurrections within the party.
Sure. I mean,
but Trump just did it. He just took the Republican Party over.
He did. But, why do you think? I mean, I would have loved to see Trump versus Bernie Sanders, because then you have insurgents from both sides. Instead, the Democrats put their hack up, and as usually happens, it should have been a.
Have you heard? And I've confirmed it. Hillary is planning to run in 2020.
Well, if that happens, I'm not going to be very popular back in Massachusetts, but I'm voting for Trump then. There's no way I could see that happening. But I have the same objection to her that I have to another Bush going to the White House.
Oh, they're just. We don't need royalty in this country.
Exactly. And if it's. If the Republicans don't put up anybody but a Bush, I'll vote for a Trump. If the Democrats want to put up a Clinton again.
But look at her arrogance. The Democratic Party's bankrupt. She's got $1 billion still in her campaign war chest, a couple billion in her foundation. She did that on purpose. She is the Democratic Party. She owns it. And she's so arrogant that she thinks she's going to say, it's crazy.
Yeah, I predicted she was going to win, so don't take my predictions to the bank.
I predicted Trump was going to win.
Yeah, I didn't. I woke up on an airplane on the way to Warsaw and said I thought it was the Ambien talking when I read the screen. So I was shocked.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. The military didn't get involved in hacking the election. It wasn't the Russians. It was the military and intelligence agencies blocked Hillary trying to steal some key states. And, Trump's not just doing this on his own.
Not my era, My era is the First Amendment, so when it comes
I'm just
to
saying, they've got their whole shadow government, but what happens when the shadow government and the deep state rebels? Because, Trump's like deep state, that's only the top globalist Democrats that are trying to block him. The general deep state are just people in the whole, you know how countries work. China's got 100 million people outside its country that are military-age men who are really intelligence operatives in their companies and corporations. Congress is about to have hearings on them. Well, you don't think they're the only ones that do that, right?
Of course not. I mean, we've had that blueprint for years.
Yes.
The British Empire did it. The French have it. We have it. China.
So the left and all you guys need to surrender because it's over. You're not going to win. Well, and if you kill Trump, there's backup plans for that. And here's the thing. He did get elected. He actually won in a giant tsunami. But they stole so many votes and so much stuff that he almost lost.
Well, even if you go with the narrative that's actually in the press, he did it fair and square. That's how the Electoral College works. It's there for a reason, because we do not want, I don't want to live in a country that's simply New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles making all the decisions.
And that's why we have the separation of powers. That's why we have the Electoral College. That's why we have all that. And you're right. But see, you're smarter than you say you are. You're just putting provisos in there.
Look.
What do you want to get into when we come back next hour? Because you're on fire. We got a lot to cover.
I think we were talking about the political violence is probably a good thing to talk about.
We need to go to those videos. Antifa attacking the left, running Fox News reporters out of the Supreme Court. I've been at the Supreme Court across the street. They won't even let you film it. And then meanwhile, they say without a permit, meanwhile, they just let the left go crazy. So that's all coming up briefly. So enough money to pay this guy and all the lawsuits against us. Go buy some products at InfoWarsStore.com. Seriously, we've got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 colloidal silver and iodine. People love it. It's concentrated for adults and children. We have the mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine as well. Nothing like it for your gums. My gums have never been better. I go to the dentist and they go, you haven't been here in 6 months. There's no buildup. Well, it's designed by a dentist, my dad. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Those specials have to end today. The 4th of July specials are ending today. New specials tomorrow, but these are some of the biggest ever. Free shipping, 50% off on almost all items, InfoWarsStore.com, and some incredible new T-shirts there as well. Check those out. We'll be back with hour number 3.
90% of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Dan Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.